Bibles this morning, look to me to look with me in Isaiah chapter number 56. Isaiah chapter 56. I'll try to be on schedule here, 30 minutes. I've probably got more to say in 30 minutes to cover, but I'll just skip over some of it if I ain't got time. But I guess the Lord confirmed my message here. We was talking about dogs back there behind the tabernacle a while ago, and that's what I want to talk about this morning, Isaiah 56. Look down in verse number 9 with me. And the Bible says, "All ye beasts of the field come to devour. Yea, all ye beasts in the forest, his watchmen are blind. They're all ignorant. They're all dumb dogs. They cannot bark. Sleeping, lying down, loving to slumber. Yea, they are greedy dogs which can never have enough. They are shepherds which cannot understand. They all look to their own way. Everyone for his gain from his quarter. Come ye, they say, I'll fetch wine and we'll fill ourselves with strong drink. And tomorrow shall be as this day and much more abundant." Father, thank you, Lord, for the Word of God this morning. Lord, I pray you'd help us now, God, out of the good Word of God. Lord, thank you, God, for speaking to my heart. God, for what you've helped me with. Lord, I pray you'd bless us now for just these few minutes, Lord, and we'll give you glory and praise for it all. For we ask it in Jesus' name. You can be seated this morning. Now, verse number 10 says, "His watchmen are blind, and they're all ignorant. They're all dumb dogs." And I want to preach on this subject a few minutes. I don't want to be an old dumb dog. I used to have a boxer that I kept at the house there, kept her in a pen. Never did try to train her, show her nothing, you know. And so she was so stupid, she wouldn't mind me. She wouldn't come when I'd call her, and she wouldn't stop when I was telling her to stop. And I got to calling her the old dumb dog. And, you know, I could go up to her and I'd say, "You an old dumb dog." And her old tail just wagged. She didn't realize she was a dumb dog. But Isaiah, in this particular period in time right here, he's making an accusation right here, delivering the Word of God to a nation and to the priest and the prophets of that time right there, and saying, "You ain't nothing but just a bunch of dumb dogs." It's what God was saying to them right there. And so I don't want to be an old dumb dog when I stand before God. God was saying to through His prophet right here, "Well, all my shepherds are just a bunch of dumb dogs. They're not minding what I'm telling them to do." And I tell you what, that's about where America's at today. Most of the places where you go and looking for preaching, there's just a bunch of dumb dogs filling the pulpits. They're not preaching the truth anymore. And I tell you, the people are starving to death in the land and country that we're at today. Just a few places you can go now and get the truth preached to you anymore. And so I don't want to be an old dumb dog. First thing I want you to see right here is the watch of the dogs. In verse number 10 right here, he says, "His watchmen are blind." It's kind of hard to see anything if you're blind, ain't it? So he just nails them right off the hand right there and says, "My watchmen are blind. And they can't see." Listen, I don't want to be blind. Hey, listen. Listen, an old dumb dog. The first thing he says right here about this dumb dog is he's got no bark. No bark. That's what's wrong with a lot of pulpits today. They ain't got no bark in the pulpit anymore. Nobody calling sin, sin anymore. And you got a bunch of folks, preachers that's watching old Joel Osteen and wanting to preach a message of self-esteem and not preaching Jesus anymore. And so there ain't no bark in a lot of pulpits anymore. I thank God for the men that's in this place right here today. I believe when you get in the pulpit, you do a little barking every now and then. That's what people need. And we need to be barked at. And we need to know what's right and what's wrong in God's eyes. And we don't need to be built up in self-esteem, but we need to be built up in the Word of God and in the way of God. And we need help in the pulpits today. No bark. No bark. But now, a good watchdog. I like a good watchdog. A dog that'll bark. Jamie and Amy's got a little old Chihuahua dog, probably don't weigh 3 pounds, but when you go up on the back porch out there, you hear that thing going, yuck, 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 yuck. He lets them know or she lets them know when somebody's coming up. And so a good watchdog here, he's going to bark and he's going to watch out for the flock and he's going to warn when the wolves come in. Oh my! Most churches today, the end of the service, they'll give an invitation. They say, well, anybody want to join the church, just come on down. Hey, let me tell you, a good watchdog's around here. He'll watch for the flock. He'll watch for the wolves, and he ain't going to let a wolf come in and join his flock. So I thank God for you preachers that won't go up after a service and say, well, just come one, come all, join us. Listen, wolves ain't supposed to be a part of the flock of God. The flock of God is sheep. Sheep. Barking, barking. He'll watch. He'll have his ears open and his eyes open at all times, watching out for the flock. The watch of the dogs. A dumb dog has no bark and he has no bite. No bite. Boy, I hate to see a dog when a stranger comes up and he goes to wagging his tail at him. No bark, no bite. If I got a dog and I want him to be a watchdog, I want him to have some bite about him. If somebody comes around to steal something, I want him to get them. Hey man, God wants his pastors, he wants his preachers to have some bite about them. If you ain't got a bite about you, first thing you know, old Jezebel will come in the church and it might be the wife of old Mr. Mossback. And she'd come in here and say, well, preacher, she won't say, can we start a drama team? She'd say, well, we're going to have us a drama team. You see, we're going to do it our way. And little old watchdog, it ain't got no bite. He said, well, that'd be okay. Just go ahead. Go ahead and have your little drama team and your little plays. We'll just give you the preaching time to have your little dramas there. Listen to me. Listen to me. No barking, no bite. But listen, a good watchdog, he ain't scared to preach the truth. What we need in the day that we live is the truth preached. And too many preachers today hunt them up a little sermonette and want to tickle somebody's ears. And that's the day that we live in. And Paul told young Timothy to preach the Word. Preach the Word. Be instant in season, out of season. Reprove, rebuke, and exhort with all long-suffering and doctrine. He said, for the time is coming when they'll have itching ears and they'll heap to them teachers to tickle their ears. And that's what most churches want now. They run by the people, the power of the people, and they want them a little hireling preacher to come in and tickle their ears, and they are turned from the truth to fables. Oh, listen, listen. What'd Paul tell Timothy? He said, watch thou in all things. He said, endure afflictions. He said, do the work of an evangelist. Make full proof of thy ministry. Listen, you don't need to listen to the flock ain't supposed to run the preacher. Amen. The shepherd is supposed to be over the flock. Oh, listen, listen. The watch of the dogs, no bark, no bite, no burden. Verse number 10 right there, he says, they're all dumb dogs that can't bark. He says, sleeping, lying down, loving to slumber. Got no burden for his flock. Good watchdog's got his eyes on his flock. He's concerned about his flock. He wants the best for his flock. He wants to feed his flock. He wants to grow his flock. And keep them nourished in the things of the Lord. You better watch them birds that ain't got no burden for their flock. Laziness. Laziness. Oh, my. Good watchdog, he's burdened because he knows he's got a responsibility. He knows he's a watchdog. He knows he's got to take care of the flock. He loves his job. He loves his master. He loves his flock. And he's going to do his job to the best of his ability. Not only the watch of the dog, but the wealth of the dogs. Look at here now. Dumb dogs. Oh, my. Look in verse number 11 here. He says, they're greedy dogs, which can never have enough. They're hunting for silver all the time. Silver. And you'll find them birds on TV. Turned on TV the other day, and flipping through over there. I flip over to TBN every now and then just see what's going on over there. There was a preacher up there. He was preaching. Oh, he was tearing it up, and I got to listening to him. And first thing I knowed, here he comes up preaching this health and wealth. And he stood up here and said, I need 3,000 of you out there right now to pledge $1,000 apiece. God is moving you to send me $1,000 apiece. You need to send this seed money in. That's what he was saying, seed money. Well, just plant you $1,000 in my pocket. See if God won't give you the increase. That's about what you hear out of most of them boys on TV. They're hunting for silver instead of hunting for souls. And you better beware of them birds, the wealth of the dogs. They're greedy dogs. Now, a good dog, he's a hunting for sheep. That's his job. He's a hunting for sheep. He's hunting for the flock. He's a hunting to keep his flock there and to see new sheep birthed into the flock. New lambs coming into the flock. He's a hunting to keep his flock together, to keep unity in the flock. He sees a sheep get straying off out there, he goes after him. Tries to help him. Tries to get him back into the flock. Watch them birds though, that's just hunting for silver. The wealth of the dogs. A good dog. His wealth is in serving his master. But these old dumb dogs, they hunting for silver. Hunting for silver, and they're hunting for satisfaction. Paul said this, I've learned in whatsoever state I am therewith to be content. And you better watch it. You get this silver thing on your mind, and that becomes your burden, you're in trouble. You're in big trouble with the master. Hunting for satisfaction, verse number 11 says, they are shepherds which can never have enough. Greedy dogs which can never have enough. Never have enough. I think it's in the book of Ecclesiastes. It says that he that loveth silver should not be satisfied with silver. Something to that effect. In other words, if you got a craving for money and silver, you can fill your pockets full and you'll never be satisfied. Never. Get you $1 million and you'll be looking at $2 million. Never be satisfied. Oh my, listen. Isaiah's day, he was describing the prophets and the priests of his day. Hunting for silver, hunting for satisfaction. Oh my, but hunting for self. Self. It's all about self with these shepherds. So they are shepherds that cannot understand. They all look to their own way, every one for his gain and his quarter. Self. Self. You better watch out for self. Self. Keep your desires in the right place. Keep your wealth in the right place. The wealth. A good dog, he's a hunting for sheep. He's a hunting for the great shepherd. Because he knows there's a payday someday. There's a payday someday. Oh, my. Don't look for your payday on Friday down here, but look for the payday one day when you stand before God. For you're going to give an account. You pastors, you're going to give an account one day for your flock and how you followed the great shepherd and keeping your flock. Hunting for sheep, hunting for the shepherd, hunting for souls. But then thirdly, moving on here, not only the watch of the dogs and the wealth of the dogs, but the wisdom of the dogs. Now, God nails them real quick right here. He says they're all ignorant. They all, A-L-L, all dumb dogs. Wisdom. We need to have some wisdom about us. We need to study the Word of God, show ourselves approved, and have our focus and our life in the right place. Don't be lazy. Don't be after silver. Have some wisdom about us. Now he says in verse 12 right here, look at the wisdom they had. Come ye, say they, I'll fetch wine and we'll fill ourselves with strong drink. What a shame. What a shame. It's a shame for a man of God to and be a consumer of alcohol. Except last night I did take me a dose of NyQuil. It's got a little alcohol in it. I can't help it. It sure did help my throat, though. Listen to me. Listen. These priests and prophets in this day says, hey, y'all come on here. A little wine ain't going to hurt you. We'll just fetch a little wine and we'll just fill ourselves up. Worldliness. You better watch worldliness and fall in worldly things. We're supposed to be led by the Spirit of God. Filled with the Spirit of God. And these folks right here, they're filling up with wine. That's what was ruling and controlling their lives. But we're not supposed to be filled with wine. We're in His excess, but we're supposed to be striving to be filled with the Spirit of God. That's where our wisdom comes from. Hey, listen, I'm afraid a lot of places, though, is like it was over in Acts chapter number 19, where Paul went over to Ephesus and said, have you received the Holy Ghost? And them folks said, well, we didn't even know there was a Holy Ghost. That's what's wrong with a lot of churches today. No Holy Ghost. No work of God. No move of God in there. Just going through the forms of religion and denying the power thereof. No power in the church house. Nothing going on, nothing happening, no birth going on in the church. Listen to me. The filling of the dumb dogs filled up with worldliness. But the filling of the good dog, he's seeking to be filled with the Holy Ghost. Eating right and drinking right. Hey, not only their filling, but their fear. You'll find a dumb dog's got no fear. He says, well, you know, we'll just... He says, and tomorrow shall be as this day, and much more abundant. Right. Not realizing there's going to be a payday one day. Right. It astounds me at these folks that claim to be preachers, preaching damnable doctrines, right. and just filling their pockets with money. That's their desire. That's their goal, to get what they can. But one day they're going to have to stand before a holy God. Fear, no fear. Psalms 89:7 says, God is greatly to be feared in the assembly of the saints and to be had in reverence of all them that are about Him. Fear of God's something missing in a lot of folks' lives now. Fear of God's missing in a lot of pulpits now. If you fear God, you'll try to apply yourself and feed the flock of God and give them truth. And a lot of times they don't like truth. But you got to feed them anyway. The Word of God's quick, powerful, sharper than any two-edged sword, piercing to the dividing asunder of soul and spirit. Listen, that's what we need to do. We need to feed the flock on the Word of God, the truth. Fear of the dumb dog, he ain't got any fear. But the fear of the wise dog, he realizes that the day of the Lord's at hand, it's near. And he's going to sound an alarm to his flock. Every chance he gets to get them to be looking up, looking out for the redemption's drawing nigh. If you got anything you need to do for God today, you better be getting it done. You don't put it off. The day of the Lord's at hand. It's near. Oh my, the filling and the wisdom, the fear and the failure. Failure. I don't want to be a failure when I stand before God. Look what he said in verse 9. All ye beasts of the field, come to devour. Yea, all ye beasts in the forest. I'd hate to stand before God one day and God say, why didn't you do it in your watch? Why didn't you watch for me? Why didn't you sound the alarm? They come in and devoured my flock. And I had you as a watchman there to see after the flock of God. Wouldn't that be a shame to have to hang your head as a failure? Lose your reward when you stand before God. That'd be a bad situation to be in. But I want to stand before God as a good dog. As a faithful dog. And hear Him say, well done, thou good and faithful servant. You've been faithful in a few things. I want to hear that one day. Not only the watch of the dogs, the wealth of the dogs, the wisdom of the dogs, but lastly, the wages of the dogs. Over in Matthew chapter 7, Jesus said there'd be some to stand before Him and say, Lord, Lord, have we not prophesied in Thy name? We've cast out devils in Thy name. Have we not done many wonderful works? And only to hear Him say, depart from me, ye that work iniquity. I never knew ye. There'll be some standing there that day. Jesus said they would. A lot of them birds that's been interested in self, a lot of them dumb dogs, going to stand before Him that day. And they're going to be cursed. Not only cursed, but they're going to be crying in that day. When Jesus says, depart from me, and they're cast into the lake of fire, there'll be a weeping and a wailing and a gnashing of teeth. My, my, I'd hate to be one that handled the Word of God daily and come up a dumb dog. And die and go to hell. And failing. The wages of the dog, the dumb dog's looking towards a curse. And he's looking towards a crying, a howling out of hell. But the good dog, he's got a crown coming towards him. The Bible says, when the chief shepherd shall appear, you shall receive a crown of glory, which fadeth not away. A crown. Listen, you may struggle through this life. But listen, there's a payday someday. Payday, all eternity, to have the crown and the blessings of God. The wages, the crown, and then the celebration. One of these days when the Lord comes, there's going to be a celebration. What a glorious day that'll be. I don't want to be an old dumb dog. That's my message.